The Pensbury Manor in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, was the home of William Penn in the 18th century. Now its grounds have been wired for sound. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on an art installation that pipes 21st century avant-garde music from Pensbury's garden benches.
Pensbury Manor, about 35 miles north of Philadelphia, is 20 buildings recreating William Penn's original estate on 43 acres of open space along the Delaware River. And now artist Nathan Young has installed speakers into the high-backed garden benches. This one is playing music by a friend of his, Nokosi Fields.
When you hear Nokosi Fields, who's playing right now, is a Muskogee Creek fiddle player. When a duck flies by, makes a sound, sounds great together.
Young himself is a Native American of mixed tribal background. His mother is Pawnee, his father is Lenape.
Now we're called the Delaware Tribe of Indians, my tribe.
Pensbury Manor commissioned Young to create Quilonomen. That's a Lenape word meaning to be longing or to be lonesome. The installation of poetic signage and original music by contemporary avant-garde composers turns the historic estate into a place of contemplation. There are 7 compositions playing back from 4 benches, including drone music, noise music, and electronically manipulated sample music. Robbie Wing composed this piece.
It wanted to be sparse, kind of lend itself to a more eerie drone horror film idea.
Pensbury Manor has been a historic attraction for almost 85 years, but site manager Doug Miller said only now has it started to bring in contemporary art by descendants of the Lenape people.
One of the voices that has been missing at Pensbury Manor is a Lenape voice.
Although a professional historian who started working at Pensbury in 1996, Miller said Young's sound installation is making him see the estate with new eyes.
I think it's given me a much greater sensitivity to the fact that I don't know their history. The history that we locally think we know, we don't. The best thing to do is turn to the original source, which would be the federally recognized people who descend from our Lenape.
Young said he is not able to speak on behalf of his ancestors, who were forcibly removed from this land through a sham 1739 walking purchase, an agreement concocted by William Penn's sons after his death. Young points to the Lenape concept of experiencing something, which roughly translates to, it penetrated me.
I didn't experience it. It didn't penetrate me. I'm trying to tell the story. I have no idea the pain they felt. I have no idea what it was like. None of us do, but I think we should contemplate it.
Young did not attempt to create a facsimile of the music the Lenape people might have made on these grounds, out of respect for both his ancestors' lived experience and his own authenticity as a contemporary Native American artist.
The Lenape, they're not a historical people. We are a contemporary people.
Quilonomen begins this weekend at Pensbury Manor and will remain for about a year. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.